back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is War Room Live on the Alex Jones Network. You can find us at alexjoneslive.com. alexjoneslive.com is the headquarters. And as always, folks, if you're hearing this message, you are the resistance. The entire time Alex Jones has been on the air, the message has been the same. It's not just about delivering the information to you. It's about putting that information to use and taking power and protesting what's being done to humanity, because we have to stop what we know they intend, what we know their plans are. So I'm very happy that today and tomorrow we'll be dedicating a pretty big chunk of War Room to supporting the candidacy of Thomas Massie in Kentucky. Obviously, he's one of the best congressmen perhaps in my lifetime, has had absolutely massive success, should in any normal circumstance be a shoo-in, but he has now been challenged by the likes of Miriam Adelson and Paul Singer. Billionaires from other countries are lining up to destroy Thomas Massie, and according to the polls, they may be getting close to do it. So we're pulling out all the stops to guarantee that we remain a republic, that the American people remain at the top of the priority list of the people in power by electing Thomas Massie and using this platform to achieve political good. And in that mission, I'm very happy to welcome Tiffany Cianci. She, of course, can be found on X at The Vino Mom, and she's sort of leading the charge with a whole bunch of creators going to Kentucky for this Get Out the Vote drive in support of Thomas Massie. So, Tiffany, I know you got a big hour ahead for us, so I'm going to pass the baton to you. The show is yours. I can't wait to see what we got. And, of course, very big interviews coming up tomorrow. But very excited about, dedicating the show to this very important race. So the floor is yours, Tiffany.
I am always happy to be here, Harrison. I wish I could be in studio, but I am exactly where I need to be. This week, I am broadcasting live from Kentucky, Northern Kentucky to be specific, just south of the Cincinnati line. I'm actually looking at the Ohio River from where I'm sitting, which is why I am quite so glare ridden over here in Pale. There's a lot of sunshine coming off the water. But we are here in Northern Kentucky answering the call that Thomas Massie sent. He said that he needed people to know how important the young vote was in Kentucky this week. And we're here to make sure that every single person in Kentucky that is eligible to vote knows that the primary is happening, knows where they can go to vote, and knows exactly what they need to do to get the message across that politics in America is no longer for sale, that billionaires do not get to buy elections in this country, and they certainly don't get to buy the seat that belongs to the most popular member of Congress. And that's what we're here to do. So I can't thank you enough for handing me the show and letting me take the reins. Oh, I guess it's just me. Perfect. All right, everybody. I thought he was going to bounce back to me. But for those of you that have been on Harrison's show before at War Room, this is my first time back on the Alex Jones Network after the big change. My name is Tiffany Cianci, and most of you know me as the bubbly little fairy of doom. And that is because I often come and black pill the audience. I don't mean to do it. I come with real information. I talk to you often about macroeconomic issues like private equity, monopolization. But today I'm here not to blackpill you, but to get the entire audience to recognize that we have work to do. We have a mission this week, and our mission is to prove once and for all, to show the big politics is not for sale to the highest bidder for billionaires in the United States. And we're going to start that right here from Northern Kentucky. We're going to be broadcasting live today and tomorrow. Now, tomorrow's going to be a really big day because we're going to be interviewing Thomas Massie live in the 6 o'clock hour, Eastern time, 5 o'clock for Central. We're also going to have on several other members. Matt Gaetz may stop by, Lauren Boebert. We're going to have several really large creators joining the show. But today you've got me, and we're going to be talking about all of the reasons that people need to understand what Thomas Massie's about, why these votes are important, what he's been doing in Congress that the media has worked tirelessly to suppress so that nobody knows about it, and where you can go and get out the vote today. I'm glad all of you've got me here. I'm also live on TikTok right now, live on X, and you guys can join the streams there and send in comments and questions. So I'm going to do my best to keep up with all of that with the crew that I have here in front of me. To start today, what I want to do is I want to talk about something that pivots just off of what Harrison introduced when Kevin O'Leary was talking about data centers in Utah. Now, I've talked about data centers an awful lot on this show, and we're recognizing in real time that it's not just big politicians that are for sale. It's politicians across every aisle, across every spectrum. Entire county councils, county commissions are being purchased en masse. and people are feeling like they're not heard at a record-breaking level. Well, right now, most people don't realize that it's only been a few weeks since Thomas Massie took up this fight for all of us. Now, you guys may or may not know that he is on the Judiciary Committee in Congress, and the Judiciary Committee is often where bills go to get test-driven before they go for a primary vote on the floor. Well, there was a bill that was brought to the Judiciary Committee just a few weeks ago, and all of the Republicans and the Democrats were going to let it pass out of Judiciary for a final vote. And that bill is called the Protect American AI Act. And if you haven't heard about it, it's because they absolutely did not want you to know. They did not want a response that was similar to the response we recently gave them in D.C. regarding giving glyphosate immunity in the Farm Bill. They didn't want people flooding the streets of D.C. But if you aren't familiar with the act, the Protect American AI Act, what it was designed to do was to grant immunity to the builders of data centers against any legal action you could take if they hurt your property values, caused illness in your community, damaged your water supply, destroyed your property values as a homeowner, destroyed entire communities. It was to grant them immunity because everything was worth the sacrifice if we could just be number one in AI and in data center buildouts worldwide. And Thomas Massie single-handedly led the charge in the Judiciary Committee to kill that bill. I don't know if we have a screen grab of it, but for those of you that don't know, and those of you that are talking about this very universal issue in the United States right now, that's exactly the kind of thing that Thomas Massie regularly does. He comes up against these massive corporate interests, but he doesn't take their money. And then he goes and he quietly does his work. He gets things done. He finds unifying opportunities, both on our side of the aisle, right? Wherever he happens to be, on the right or on the left, he builds coalitions and he gets the job done with very, very little prestige. With nobody shouting his name, he just gets the job done. And so for those of you that are worried about data centers, every single one of you should be worried about the Protect American AI Act. Because as with glyphosate immunity, I can promise you, the tech billionaires that are funding this one are probably going to try and have it pop back up on the Senate side and re-push it through. But for right now, in the House, it's dead. And we have Thomas Massie to thank for that. For those of you that don't know Thomas Massie, where his election is this week, why it's important, we're going to have a lot of conversations about that over the next 15 minutes until the next break, and then again. But we are in the 4th District of Kentucky, and that is a very strangely crafted district. We've talked about districts a lot recently on this show and all across the United States because of the recent Supreme Court decision. The 4th District of Kentucky is very wide. It's 2.5 hours drive time wide. And I could give it to you in miles, but it actually wraps windingly around Louisville, Kentucky. So it's about 2.5 hours wide and about 1.5 hours tall. In a state as small as Kentucky, that's a very, very strange draft of any district to be drawn, right? And then it wraps almost like a crescent around Louisville, Kentucky, through LaGrange, and starts to wind all the way back towards Covington and to the Cincinnati border. It's almost all rural. Right. And in the South, we've got places like Garrison, where Thomas Massie lives. You come up north and you're literally looking at the Cincinnati line, where you have Ohio and Kentucky almost indistinguishable because you can step on one side of the road and be in one state and on the other and be in the other state. And you have a lot of people here that really recognize the importance of the MAHA movement, farming, rural agriculture, protection. Also, we have a very, very large swath of people here in Kentucky that recognize the importance of autonomy, small government, fiscal responsibility, and the desire to have a better future for their children. There are a lot of things here in Kentucky that unite everybody, and Thomas Massie seems to be at the intersection of just about all of them. What I'd like to do is sort of give you guys an idea of what's happening here on the ground, what we've been up against, and why I brought a group of dozens of the largest social media creators from across the United States to Kentucky. Because it seemed like an odd choice until everybody understood what we were doing. And I want everybody to understand why this is the only place every single one of us wants to be. So right now here in Kentucky, Thomas Massie has been a member of Congress elected here by landslide margins for 16 consecutive years. And during that time, he's never had a significant primary challenger. He's never had to mount a big defense. He's never had to build a voter apparatus. That is until this year. Nobody on the right or the left has ever considered that he was not doing his job for the people of Kentucky. And he has had the highest approval rating of any member of Congress across the entire last year on both sides of the aisle. The same is true for his favorability ratings here in Kentucky, where he had rates as high as 79% in approval of his job ratings until last fall and winter. And that is when he joined Ro Khanna in introducing the act that would become very, very famous the world over, that was aimed at releasing the Epstein files, unredacting the Epstein files, and advocating for the victims to have their voices heard, and for the people that are friends of our government or not, donors to our government or not, the billionaire elite, the Epstein class, to be held accountable for the harm that they've caused to the women and children that were hurt in that Epstein ring. And so prior to that, he'd never had a challenger. Nobody'd ever tried to challenge him. But when he introduced this act with Representative Ro Khanna, again, a bipartisan initiative that had broad support, more than 80% of Americans, he became a target. And I'm sure that was a coincidence. Obviously, it couldn't have had anything to do with us wanting to hold pedophiles accountable. Sure, it was just a coincidence that at that moment, it was then that President Trump turned his ire towards Thomas Massie and sent out a tweet that said his career was finished because he refused to withdraw his support for the Epstein Transparency Act. And when he did that, when President Trump did that, it triggered sort of a cascade of events. He said he was going to primary Thomas Massie, he would find a challenger. When asked live on the record, Trump's response when they said, well, who's qualified? Is the person qualified? Trump responded and said, all I need is a warm body. They'll vote how I tell them to. That's actually what he said. That's not a paraphrase. He said he just needed a warm body to run against him and that he would handle the rest. Why? Well, when Thomas Massie was dragged into those secret rooms and told to withdraw his support, he said, no, this is what the American people need. We need transparency. We need to drain the swamp. This was the campaign promise.